This Saturday, September 15th at 8 p.m., the MPAC Concert Hall in Troy, New York, will host the world premiere of Rushes by composer Michael Gordon. New York City-based Michael Gordon, composer and founder of the iconic new music organization Bang on a Can, wraps up a recording residency with the performance of this brand new work for seven bassoons. Gordon has been commissioned by Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the BBC Proms, and many other esteemed organizations, and is a recipient of multiple awards and grants. He's been honored by the Guggenheim Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Foundation for Contemporary Performance Arts, and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. Michael Gordon, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program and in our studio. I appreciate you coming here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It's a wonderful pleasure. What brought you to this particular project, the origins of Rushes?
Well, I was approached, if you will believe this, by a group of 30 bassoon players who are spread out all over the world, and they asked me to write a piece for them. And they started off saying, will you write us a solo piece that will be 10 minutes long, that, you know, all 30 players would play in their own cities. And after conversations, it ended up, I said, well, you know, I'd like to use a bunch of bassoons, and I'd like to write a big piece for you. So it ended up being a 60-minute set, 65, I'm not actually sure how long it is. We'll find out soon, for seven bassoons.
What is it about the bassoon that makes it, because it's an interesting, I mean, it looks funny. It's an interesting instrument.
Well, the truth is that people think that it's funny, and it is, and the bassoon is an instrument very few people know anything about. It's in the orchestra, the traditional symphony orchestra. There are two bassoon players usually, sometimes more. But it's very, very quiet. And what happens is, in order to hear the bassoon, the whole orchestra has to almost stop playing, or they have to play very quietly. And then usually composers have the bassoon play very low, and it's been, you know, it's stereotypic. It's been stereotyped to be this like low kind of quacky sound, and it sounds funny, and it looks.
If it wasn't for Peter and the Wolf, would we even know what it is, right?
So it's this long kind of conical. It almost looks like, you know, one of the bassoon jokes is, oh, you can put it on your rifle rack, you know, and it'll look great
in the back of the pickup.
Back
sure.
in the pickup, you know, but the. What happened is, you know, they approached me to this, and I was like, well, you know, really, I'm going to write for bassoon. But I had five bassoon players come over to my house, and I spent the afternoon with them. And it turns out that it is a gorgeous instrument. It's got a beautiful, delicate sound. And I was it captured my imagination. So I really was, you know, quite inspired.
As a composer, then, you do not have to play the instrument and feel the instrument as much as you have to know the sound that is possible from the instrument.
Well, certainly. I composers write for a lot of instruments
sure.
and that they don't play. You have you get a feeling for how the instrument works and what effort the performer has to make to produce the sound. Now, the bassoon is a double reed instrument, which means that two basically pieces of, you know, they're almost like bamboo-like or reed-like pieces are tied together. And with your mouth, you make those buzz, and that produces the sound that goes through this conical bore. And it's a very ancient type instrument. You see this instrument in the Middle East. In ancient Egypt, they had a double reed instrument. So it's a very old way of producing sound. It's attaching it to this beautiful long piece of wood that makes the gives the bassoon its special sound.
Four rushes, as you mentioned, seven bassoons, and that's it.
Seven bassoons, that's it.
And so does that mean that it seems to me that there would have to then be great adaptability, great flexibility in the instrument to produce a variety of sounds to produce such a piece?
Well, the there's quite a range. People have, I would say, even if you know what the bassoon sounds like,
yeah,
you probably haven't heard the upper range very much. There's one very famous bassoon solo at the beginning of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring that starts at the very high end of the bassoon,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's you know, it's
and that's our and example that, A.
And that's it, you know. It's funny, the bassoon is so unrecognized. I Googled, you know, I wanted to find out, well, you know, which presidents played the bassoon or which movie stars or famous celebrities played the bassoon? And I came up with almost nothing.
Yeah.
I found out that Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight Schrute on The Office,
yes,
played the bassoon. So that was it. That was the most, you know, and that seemed very, you know, it almost stereotypical, you know, here's a very funny character with a beet farm, you know, playing the bassoon. But it's overlooked, and I think that's going to change.
Will they be amplified at MPEC?
They will be.
Individually amplified.
We're working on that right now.
Okay. All right. And which shows, I mean, that's what's great about this, is a work in progress. You get to tinker with this. I mean, the music is one thing, but then obviously the performance of it is quite another.
We're here for a whole week. And I just want to tell you, you know, the bassoon players are the most elegant, graceful people. So we're not going to be ripping up any bars or, you know, having any fights in downtown Troy. But we're here for a whole week.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about MPAC, is that they're giving us the space and the time we need to get this piece ready.
How much input do the individual players have in, I mean, obviously you hear what you, I assume you hear what you want in your head. I mean, you know what you want of what you're listening for. And do they offer, I mean, we ask this question all the time of actors working with playwrights on new work, but for an instrumentalist, how much say do they have?
Well, not a lot.
Yeah. Because the notes are the notes, right?
Yeah, I basically, you know, John Cage said a composer, you know, it's just someone who tells other people what to do. And basically every single note, even though the piece is an hour long and they're playing thousands and thousands of notes, every single thing they do is written down and, you know, is given to them as musical notation. So I'm kind of a little dictator in a certain sense, you know. Mm. And their basic job is to do what I want them to do.
And that is, so then do you become conductor as well?
There's no conductor. They can, you know, in a group of seven, they can keep track of the you know, the beat and
right,
themselves without a conductor.
So during the performance, you'll be where?
In the audience.
Okay, watching.
By the soundboard.
nervously pacing.
Somewhere. I think I'm going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be that nervous because they're so good. These seven bassoon players have come from all over the country, and they're quite a spectacular group of players. They're really excellent, super special players. So it's quite a treat for anybody who wants a small scale spectacle.
Mm.
This will be a kind of a gathering of the great bassoon players in a certain sense.
We know you, of course, from Bang on a Can, and it is so it's interesting to me because this could be part of Bang on a Can, right? But you have chosen to make it separate.
It certainly could be a project that Bang on a Can would be presenting, or could be on the Bang on a Can Festival in, at Massmoca or in New York or some other part of the world.
But you have projects that are separate, that have your name.
Oh yeah, yes. For my entire lifetime, I've done separate projects with groups all over the world. So it's an ongoing part of what I do.
What is? But you must be proud of Bang on a Can and what it has done over the past 2+ decades.
Well, we're very excited that we've just ended our 25th season, which is pretty amazing. And I know that a lot of people from Albany and Troy and go over the mountain pass and come from the lower part of Massachusetts to our festival in the summer. So, hopefully they're still interested in hearing some music and, we'll stop by Saturday night.
MPAC's also a great place. I mean, it seems perfect for what you're doing.
It is so, they're so encouraging, and it's set up to, concentrate and focus and do work and make pieces of music and make art. So I'm thrilled to be there.
Michael Gordon's new work, Rushes, will have its world premiere at MPAC in Troy Saturday night at 8 o'clock. To learn more, you can visit mpac.rpi.edu, mpac.rpi.edu. Again, it's Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Troy. You can find out more about Michael Gordon and his work by going to michaelgordonmusic.com, michaelgordonmusic.com. Michael, a great pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you all the luck in the world and all the bassoonists as well on Saturday night. And I thank you so much for being with us. It's a great treat to have you here.
Thank you. You have honored bassoon players everywhere.
That is what we try to do. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.